This net is held every Anna Bloomville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bloomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Keller Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests. I guess everyone must be out for the evening. Oh, it is Saturday evening, and time to get out there and enjoy family, friends, and sometimes just to get out and socialize. And 2PFM, George, how you doing?
Okay, I'm in there now, back on the tri-band. I got that ground plane rig. It's about a 1.1 to 1.2 to 1 across the whole band. However, right now it's laying with horizontal polarization, and tried it last night. Jeff said it didn't just quite sound like me, so back on the other one, I can get the rainfall down, and I can get someone to help me lift it up. So other than that, doing very well. Temperature's down to 50 degrees. Wood stove is running now. And the temperature range there was 50. That was the low, which it is right now. The high was 60 today. So that's what's going on here on the mountainside. Where something else is there, we'll say God bless. And 70 degrees for now. And 2 PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, sounds like you're still working on the tri-bander, I hope. Hope you can get that pretty well trimmed in the way you want. I know I had one years ago, and takes a little doing. You got to work at it, and you know you're always trying to improve it and improve the signal and set it up the way you want. As far as the wood stove, I'll tell you, you need it for the dampness and the rain. The temperatures are getting a little lower. I don't know whether we're going to get any warm days relatively soon, but maybe the rain will quit and we'll have a nice day tomorrow. If not, a little more rain will just dampen the ground a little better and make whatever grass is there still grow. Okay, very good. Let's see if we can have others check in at this time. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins.
N5AOW from N2PFM. They had me right on the wood stove. You had me totally backwards on the antenna. I said I am back on the tri-band, which is up there. The one I was having the thing with was a straight 2-meter ground plane. That's the one that I had that's on the ground, and I need somebody to help me lift up, which I think I will have tomorrow. I had it on last night. I was using it. They're horizontally polarized, almost on the ground, and Jeff said that he thought I had a power supply problem. Well, no one's in about that, but FWR was good, and hopefully I'll have someone help me lift that up now. The tri-band is a completely different antenna. I have three antennas up there. I got the 4-on beam, which is working fine. I got the tri-band, which is what I am on right now, that is up there. And the ground plane, I'm having someone help me lift that today, and as I said, apparently it's got it sealed up right, because it's not the rain and that didn't affect anything, so apparently that's sealed properly and all, and I just need a little help flinging that thing up in the air, and that's it. I think you might understand it now, or maybe I'm not getting out right or something, I don't know. Well, none of us, they could. You have blast 73, down to PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, more than likely I got it wrong, but, yeah, that happens sometimes. My hearing isn't all that good anymore, and, sometimes you get things turned around a little bit. Well, I'm glad everything is, well, at least the tri-bander is working all right. The other one, I believe that's what you're talking about, getting the other one up, so. Okay, well, very good. I hope you can get some help, and maybe if there's someone out there listening, they can hook up with you and give you a hand with it. I'd certainly volunteer myself, but I just can't lift much anymore since I had the heart surgery a couple of years ago. Took all my muscles away, so I'm working to try to improve that. All right, well, this is F5AOW, looking for Jack Kim. Kim, how you doing this evening?
Oh, pretty good, just trying to stay dry today. That's about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was out for a little while and just trying to get a couple of things buttoned up and before it started up again. Had a raincoat on, so it really didn't matter. But it seemed like it had brief periods where it let up, you know, maybe down to a mist or a drizzle. And then you had other periods of rain where precipitation, where it was coming down pretty good. I would imagine you experienced the same thing where you were.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty here with the wind blowing and the rain, but, you know, we were supposed to work on the driveway again today, but Mother Nature wouldn't cooperate with us, so we sat inside and watched some movies on the TV.
Still not a bad way to relax on a Saturday, so. Yeah, I was busy putting a furnace in my garage, getting that set up, but yeah, I'll tell you what, I've done that numerous times, you know, you get to the point where you say, well, there's no real priority here, I'm just going to go in and relax, and I've done just that, works out real well. The funny part of it is, whatever it was you were going to do is still going to be there. Okay, well, thank you again for checking in, and maybe someone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW. All right. Well, the only thing I did today, like I said a little bit ago, it was raining. I was outside for a little bit. Went in the garage and got a few things organized and got my small furnace in place and everything almost set up, completed. Got to do a fuel line yet and hook that up to the tank and get a little fuel in there and I'll be ready to go. Just makes it nice for the winter where you can take the chill off. Doesn't have to be totally warm, just at least take the dampness out of the air. Okay, are there any comments or queries or late check-in at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that listened. And George and Kim for checking in. 73 to all. This is F5AOW clear.
Golf Sierra Kilo for Octave, welcoming all stations with without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octave, welcoming all stations with without traffic.
KD2 KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, correct. They want me to ask if you're running on normal commercial power or on emergency power. It's some sort of special thing this weekend. Over.
We're running on battery power.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
So that's what takes you so long, Steve. I didn't realize that. W2's out of that.
This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is the last call. This is KD2GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
Hey Steve, can you copy me?
Yes I can, but I need your call letters.
It's Andy, W2ZX, and I got, I've already checked in on the 1-7. I just wanted to let you know you're kind of beating a dead horse. All you really got to do is make two call-ups and head back.
Well, I may be beating a dead horse, but sometimes I usually go for 5 minutes, and usually I do catch a stray or two.
Okay. Good for you. Are you, you're not having any trouble with the 655 tonight?
No. By the way, are you on battery power?
I got my portable on the 1-7. I'm on the home rig now, talking to you.
Okie dokie. Well, anyways, 5 minutes is up anyway. Besides, my favorite movie's coming on, so I shall have to clear. So this is KD2GSK. I want to thank for the one station that's reported. And wish everybody 7-3 to have a pleasant evening. Now switching back to the main frequency. KD2GSK.
7-3, W2's out of accent, correct?